This episode is brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network. Learn more at slashandcast.net.
Whiskey Zulu Bravo, this is Sonic Control. It was a girl who died still alive, so absolutely unavailable. We'll pass you to a submarine controlling officer this time, over.
Like to take this opportunity to thank the sponsor of this episode, Raise Energy. Raise offers a zero sugar, no crash guaranteed product with many different flavors. They're not promising magic in a can or a miracle potion, and they're retailing for under $30 per case, while the big name brands are charging upwards of $35 or even more per case. If you're interested in trying out their product and giving us a little bit of that kickback from your purchase, use the link in the episode description and use our code, capital letters here, WCFBTS, for a 15% off discount at your checkout. Once again, that is WCFBTS for a 15% off at checkout. Thank you, Raise Energy, for sponsoring this episode, the continued support of our show, and I hope you listeners indulge yourself and get yourself a nice, clean energy drink. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of We Came From Beneath the Sea. As always, I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
I'm 22 today.
Happy, wow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's thanks, seeds. Bro.
It is currently 8:09 in the morning. We decided to record early as fuck today.
And all the boys are here.
All the boys are here. We are back together, bro.
I'm not going to lie. If we ever have to do this again, I'm not going to be mad.
We should do this every week.
I mean, I'm fine with that if you guys are.
Because you're awake.
Yeah, like, when we have to.
You're fresh, bro. You're not just waking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not cranky. Right?
I've been.
He's not like, go shut the fuck up and kill yourself, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, like
I'm
usually,
not harassing Bailey.
That's right.
Yeah, usually when Bailey we were
listen, I made that. Breakfast. I made breakfast for my friends on my birthday.
That was some gourmet shit.
In case y'all like, wonder, I made bagel sandwiches with eggs and bacon and ground beef.
And I got you a monster rehab, so we're even.
Listen, yeah. I let you try my ketchup. And
yeah,
that's happy birthday.
Also, not a sponsor, but JR's Failey Barbecue. Chipotle ketchup and mustard, bro.
Main event,
get you
mustard.
Some of that
main
shit.
Event mustard, bro.
For you wrestling,
go
fans.
Check that shit out. That was fucking delicious.
And I don't even like mustard, and that shit's good.
Yeah, it's like honey mustard, but he like grounded up some jalapenos.
Well, no, it's not. JR's not grinding
he's
up jalapenos,
not, he's not personally
bro.
Fucking grinding.
he don't touch this shit. It's just his name.
Well, he did. Well, no, like he like on his podcast, he said that it, like. The barbecue sauce, I at least know the barbecue sauce is all him. Because it's his mom's recipe.
Well, it's his mom's recipe, but no, he ain't in the fucking factory with a big-ass
no.
paddle stirring this
no.
shit, bro.
But, like, he was probably the ones that came up with everything.
Well, yeah, like, yeah. Obviously, it's his brand, yeah. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ain't in his kitchen
but
with
I'm
a big-ass pot, bro.
I'm just saying, like, you know, the mustard's like honey mustard, but with jalapeno in it.
Yeah, and it's so good. It was actually it was really good. The Chipotle ketchup.
Mustard. Both are tasty.
As Zach says, makes your dick hard.
Yep, that will make your dick hard.
Yep, and then he also makes, you know, like regular barbecue, hot barbecue sauce, and I have heard that he's trying to develop a hot sauce, so I'm looking forward to that.
By God! By God, that hot sauce had a family.
By God, it breaks your stomach in half.
But yeah, I'm back this week. Last week I had some scheduling conflicts and
the
I couldn't
boys
make
are
it.
Back in town.
Well, yeah, last week, 2 weeks ago, something like
last
that.
Last week.
It's been some time.
Last week, 2 weeks ago.
But
two
yeah.
weeks ago.
Several weeks.
Several
days later. 84 years later.
But yeah, I'm back. We back. Jaws is going to be extended into August because the scheduling error.
Because,
but,
oh, well,
you know,
get
it's
over
fine.
It.
It's our show. We can
it's
do what
still,
the fuck
it's
we
still
want, bro.
Summertime, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
it's our show.
Summertime.
Yes, they deserve to die.
This episode's on fucking crack already, dude.
Crack.
We are not awake yet. Zach is. He's been working on it.
I'm awake. I haven't gone to bed.
Fine. I usually wake up around 7.
Oh,
9.
Shit. I did not silence my phone. How unprofessional of me. Anyway, let's go ahead and move on to our news. We got quite a bit this week since, you know, I don't think you guys covered last week.
Yes, we did. Yes.
You sent us the pictures.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We didn't have too much,
we took care of business.
So, I know what you did last summer. The TV show that Amazon's developing is officially releasing in October of this year.
Oh. Didn't know there was going to be one.
Yeah, James Wan is producing and directing the first two episodes.
Yeah, like, I think Bailey, that was, like in our news, episodes ago.
It's been in the works since two summers ago, because I remember filming The Fall of Camp Blood. And me, Riley, and Nick talked about it because it was in the talks.
Yeah. Also, like, isn't there supposed to be like a Hellraiser series coming out on HBO?
Yeah, Michael Dougherty and somebody else is a part of.
I believe what's his name? Guy who invented Hellraiser,
Clive Barker.
Clive Barker. Yeah.
There's one other person though that's kind of.
Sometimes I forget he's still alive.
Oh yeah.
He's like in his 60s, but like.
Yeah, like he still looks pretty 70s. Good. But like he's apparently supposed to come back and like write for the show.
That'd be cool.
Like
that's
that.
Really cool.
So
I still need to get the book that it's based on.
I want to read
Hellbound Heart.
I want to read Cabal and the Hellbound Heart.
What's Cabal?
It's Nightbreed.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know Clive Barker had anything to do with that.
Now, did he direct Nightbreed, or did he just write it?
I think he directed it, too.
Yeah, I think he directed it. I still need to see that, because, like...
Oh, it's good.
It looks so interesting. Good. I don't know. The guy with the bag over his head.
Dr. Decker?
Yeah, that's,
he looks fucking dope.
That's David Cronenberg.
I know. Yeah. You guys told me, and now I want to watch it even more.
And that's not a spoiler or anything. Like, he straight up comes off as a psychopath as soon as he starts walking in the movie.
Bad like, do you see, like, actually David Cronenberg in that movie, or is it, like, the masculine little
And
time?
He's...
Did you see his...
He's really good as an actor. Like, he should probably act more.
You know, he's not like how he is in Jason X, where he just gets his shit kicked in.
Yeah, like, he's really fucking good. Hmm. Like, he steals the show every time he's on screen. Yeah.
Interesting.
He's genuinely scary.
Yeah, legit. Like,
he's one of the scariest villains of the 90s, probably.
Yeah,
he slept like that character, that whole movie is slept on.
I'm telling you, like, Andy and Brian, like, their episode on Nightbreed, they're talking about it, like, dude, they should do a spinoff just about that character.
I mean, like,
that'd be cool.
Dude, it's like, even though they might not be able to capture the same magic, I almost want to say they should remake it.
Yeah.
Just so that, you know, more eyes can get on it.
Mm. If this Hellraiser show goes well on HBO, then get Clive Barker on board to fucking do something like that with Nightbreed.
Yeah.
Like, I bet he would in a heartbeat.
Even if it's like, you know, if he writes more stories for it, or like if he decides to make like a TV series or something.
Or fuck, like a sequel to Nightbreed or something. That'd be cool as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Up next, this is kind of our forte. It's a monster related. So, Snapper, which is a short documentary about an unmade man-eating turtle movie,
beautiful,
is coming to online film festivals really soon.
Nice.
Which I read the article on Bloody Disgusting, and like, dude, I kind of wish we got this man-killing turtle movie.
Turtle. I'm excited for that.
And like in the show, one of the photos of like the puppet of the turtle, bro.
So
it's a giant fucking turtle.
It's coming out.
No, it's a documentary about it.
Oh.
Like just
this is so cool.
Get the movie made.
We should have like a movie.
Watch it actually be made after the documentary comes out.
That'd be amazing.
We should have like a movie where it's like a giant fucking alligator snapping turtle.
I'm surprised there is no
people.
Turtle kill like man eating turtle movies, is there? From like the 50s or anything?
Think so. No.
Because like there's them. There's killer frogs. There's
killer bats. Killer birds.
Gamera's the only turtle that I know that fucking kills.
Gamera's like the only monstrous turtle I can think of.
I mean, the beast from 20,000 Fathoms is kind of turtle-ish. He kind of looks like a turtle in the neck area.
No, he's a lizard.
The neck and head area looks like a turtle.
He's a gizzard lizard.
A gizzard lizard.
He's a gizzard lizard.
But,
puppy lizard.
Yeah. Moving on, Maximum Overdrive, our favorite movie.
Crack.
Turns 35.
Wow. I didn't know it had it in him.
Yeah.
Didn't know it could turn 35.
I
thought it was ageless.
Don't know if I've mentioned this on the show. I probably have. I love Maximum Overdrive.
pretty.
It's a good movie. We need to do like a commentary on that movie. That'd be fun. Do a commentary track for it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I personally think that, what's his name? It's Charlie Sheen's brother.
Oh, Emilio Estevez?
Yeah, I think that he's the better actor, to be honest.
I would have to agree. I like,
and
like
he, I like both of them.
He hasn't done nearly as much shit as Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
And it's because he likes to like produce and write and shit more.
Well, also like in the 90s, throughout the 90s and early 2000s, he was on like one of the best shows ever created. The West Wing. I haven't seen The West Wing, but like from what I hear about it, it was
the best show ever created. If you haven't seen it,
it's just still all the awards it's won. I mean, like it's one of the most highly.
I've never heard of it. So
it's about like Washington. It's about the West Wing of the White House.
Gotcha.
So like Emilio Estevez plays the president in the first couple seasons, I think.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and like in all honesty, like I can't like respect Charlie Sheen.
That's also where Bending with Babish got his name. Was from the West Wing.
Gotcha.
Oh, very nice.
There's a character. Like, he's a one-off character. He's in, like, one episode for, like, 2 minutes. His name's Oliver Babish.
Babish.
That's where Bending with Babish got its name.
And it's funny because, like, it's such a weird name for him to go by because, like, he doesn't have people call him Babish at all.
He used to.
Like, I remember, like, he had an episode where his dad came on and he's like, "Hello, Babish." And he's like, "Oh, you're the first person that's ever called me that."
Well, yeah, because his actual name's Andrew.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's just like, why can't it just be Binging with Andrew? But then again, it wouldn't be as roll off the tongue, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's why I did it. It's easy to say.
Yep.
All right, up next, this new game. It's like Metro mixed with some other survival games. It's called Chernobylite.
Yep.
Releases September 7th. I think I'm going to get it because it looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, it looks cool.
I'm not really a survival kind of guy, but I mean, that game looks pretty fun. There's a lot of gunplay that looks good.
I like
that
games
game.
Like that.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, survival as in, like, the Minecraft
You got to eat. You got to, you know, make sure you're in by a certain time. Kind of like Dying Light mixed with, Metro, kind of.
I guess
nighttime in that game is especially dangerous.
I like games like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try it. I hope I like it, you know. The Exorcist. I said this in a Facebook post last night. I wanted to talk about this more on the show. The Exorcist is getting the Halloween 2018 treatment, with the same director as Halloween 2018. David Gordon Green has signed on to make a sequel to the original Exorcist.
Yep.
Why?
And I'm kind of mad about it.
Why?
Don't get me wrong, I love Halloween 2018. One of my favorite movies from that year of horror, personally.
Movies like The Exorcist...
We
don't need follow-ups.
We don't need... I mean, like, there are sequels to The Exorcist.
I know,
yeah, but we don't
they
need
don't need to happen.
I'm just mad about the whole, we're getting a Halloween 2018 treatment for a movie that's arguably, A, for a lot of people, the scariest movie they've ever seen.
Yeah.
B, where was I going with this? David Gordon Green's getting stuck in the same rut. He's getting type hired to do the same shit over and over, apparently.
Typecasted
in his role, as a director, but like,
oh, we're gonna have you come in and make this movie,
bro.
It's gonna be the same title.
You're gonna make a sequel. I mean, you're gonna make a sequel to the original Godzilla 80 years later, bro,
and it's gonna have the same exact title.
You're what? Well, I don't think The Exorcist is gonna have the same title, but like, if it does, that's gonna be shitty.
That's just like what Hollywood does these days. We're just gonna give it the same title because, you know, nobody wants to see a fifth.
I can see the appeal of making a sequel to The Exorcist, but I don't want to.
We saw how that went with the other sequels. They weren't that great.
It makes me kind of upset that David Gordon Green is being hired to do the same thing he did with Halloween 4 years ago.
Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah,
Jesus, four fucking
almost
years
4 years
bro.
Ago. Yeah, that's fucking. Actually, it is. Yeah, it's 3 years ago. So yeah, that's crazy.
Fuck, bro.
I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, but
at
like,
the end of the
you
day,
said it'll
like,
come out in 2022, right?
Yeah,
so then it'll be four. But
my personal opinion, I don't think The Exorcist needs to be touched. It doesn't need a new sequel. It doesn't need a remake.
Well, like, you guys understand my frustrations, right? Like,
yeah,
David Gordon Green getting hired to do the same thing he just did with Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, like,
for
if
a sequel to the original movie,
if he enjoys doing it,
I guess. But like, if that's how you get your kicks, fine. But like.
As long as
you're gonna
fun,
do a sequel to The Exorcist, do something original.
As long as he likes what he's doing, he's having fun, and he's making money.
Yeah, the biggest part.
I saw a lot of horror fans react to the Bloody Disgusting post. They were like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I like that idea. And I'm just here like, no.
I feel like an old man when I say like movies like The Exorcist don't need to be touched.
But it's,
like,
it's well, true. You're not wrong. It still holds up as a good movie.
It's just like it, and it's well-rounded. Like it's over. At the end, it is fucking over.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing
no sense
more.
For a fucking sequel.
And watch them bring back Linda Blair as...
I swear to fucking God.
What's her name in that movie?
Reagan.
I don't know if they'll do that because I heard that Linda stopped acting like
Linda
fucking
doesn't
20 years
money
ago.
Money fucking talks, though.
I swear.
Linda Linda was supposed to go to one of the cons we were supposed to go to, but she owns a dog shelter, and she had to go do something with that.
She's a good person.
She's a great person.
Yeah, they're going to like pull some shit that it's going to be so similar to Halloween 2018. It's going to be like Linda. It's going to be like Reagan, like fucking... however many years later, like, traumatized and, like, all the shit.
Nah, she's going to get repossessed by Pazuzu or have, like, her daughter get possessed by Pazuzu.
Fucking God.
That's why I'm upset. That's why I don't like the fucking idea.
I get where you're looking at now. Like, if they pull some shit like that.
I think it's cool we're getting new horror. But it's also not new horror at the same time if you're going to be recycling ideas from other franchises.
I don't mind them, like... doing that with these franchises. Like, I hope A Nightmare on Elm Street gets its treatment.
I'm gonna leave it with this, and then you guys can say whatever you want. We can move on. If it's a good movie, I will not be mad.
Yeah.
That's all I can hope for. That's a good movie.
It just generally doesn't
I just hope
if it rips off of Halloween 2018's treatment.
Yeah, it has to be different.
It has to be different.
Yeah.
It has to be different. It can't be like, you know, fucking...
If they can recreate... I'm gonna say... if they can recreate the quote-unquote magic of the original Exorcist and still make it scary and suspenseful and thrilling, I won't be fucking mad.
I just don't know what they could do with
it. It's literally... I'm going to call it right now.
I don't know.
It is July 24th at 8:23 a.m. I'm going to say this now. This movie is going to be Reagan's daughter getting fucking possessed.
Yeah, I could see it.
Well, have y'all seen the Exorcist TV series that they had like a couple years back?
I never watched it.
It had Gina Davis in it.
Really?
It was pretty interesting. I'm not gonna lie.
It took place in like an orphanage, if I remember.
No, it was like a family, and like one of their daughters got possessed, and it would like pass from.
Well, apparently, I was reading that article yesterday. And apparently, that show takes place in the same universe. It's like Reagan still got possessed in that universe.
Yeah, probably.
So it's all connected.
But my parents like binge watched that show like while it was on air because it was on.
Yeah.
Like I think it came out like our senior year.
Yeah, I remember it coming out.
It got canceled. I remember that.
I just never got around to watching
it. Nobody fucking watched it.
Yeah, it had like two seasons, maybe.
I think it just had the one.
It might have just been one, yeah.
I don't remember.
It very well could have been just one.
But I remember the show. Like I remember like wanting to watch it, but I just never got around to it.
I think it's on Netflix.
Gina Davis
was
like the star.
It's on something.
Gina Davis was a star, and she's still pretty good at that old acting there, but you know.
Gina Davis is fucking amazing.
Yeah, she's great. I watched Beetlejuice the other day out of the blue and like, I looked at the fly. I stared at the thing to click on the fly and watch it, and I never did.
Just do it.
I just don't want to do it at
it's
work.
It's so good.
Like, she's I just want to do it when I'm not doing anything. Because I watch movies at work when I'm working.
My favorite movie with Gina Davis is A League of Their Own. That's my favorite.
I fucking love that.
That's good. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
I haven't seen that in years, dude.
Gina Davis has slept on.
She really is,
opinion.
Yeah. I mean, and she's great. She's in Glow. She's in.
I need to watch that
female wrestling
too.
Show.
Yeah, I need to see that.
I think the third season she shows up. She's fucking awesome in that.
Yeah,
she wrestle
like,
on it?
No, she's like she owns this like hotel that they wrestle at. It's really because I think they go to Vegas.
It's about like isn't it? It's about like women wrestlers in the '80s, right?
Yeah.
So it sounds interesting because you know women wrestlers in the '80s were treated like shit.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's one of those shows that I just like clicked on, just to click on, just try something. And I fucking love that show.
And like
show's
women wrestlers,
awesome.
They didn't get their due until like a few years back.
Yeah.
Really, if
literally.
You really think about
and
it.
And now they're called superstars.
Yeah, they're not called divas anymore. They're actually called wrestlers now.
Then they should have been called that from the get-go.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're allowed to wrestle. They don't have to get naked anymore.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Imagine fucking equality.
Craziness.
Oh my God, Vince. It's crazy, right? You're making all kinds of money on women's wrestling now. All
right. Next. Dead Space remake. This has been in the rumor pool for months. There have been whispers. that they're getting the studio back together and they're going to be remaking Dead Space or making a sequel or a spiritual successor. Nah. Fucking full remake for next-gen consoles. We got the trailer the other day from EA Live. Holy fucking shit.
I busted a fat fucking nut when I saw that
trailer. I saw the link. I saw a news article pop up from Google on my phone. Dead Space remake. I clicked that shit so fucking fast.
Dude, I was so excited.
And in the minute 35 trailer that we see a necromorph and we see Isaac. Yep. And holy goddamn fuck, my guy. I am stoked.
Yeah, I'm so fucking excited.
Still need to
dude.
Play the
Dead Space
games.
Was the first horror franchise I ever played. Scared the fuck
Can
out
I
of me.
Can I play them on the PlayStation? Are they on?
They
the
were
store?
On the PlayStation.
Not on the PS4.
You can't get them on PS4. I'm gonna get them for my Xbox. That's what I originally played them on.
Well, dude, I wonder if I can get it on the Switch.
That franchise, like one of the first big major horror franchises in console gaming I ever played that I like. Took the time to beat it on every fucking difficulty.
It was and now you do it with Doom.
It's one of those fucking games that I just fell in love with, and especially the second one.
Dude, the second one honestly is the best. We've said this on the show.
Yeah, we've talked.
Dead Space 2 is the, in my opinion, the best horror game of all time.
I agree. I'll have to agree. Like, Dead Space 2 is one of the greatest.
Because there's actual progression in the plot, in the lore, and in the mechanics.
Yeah, it does everything a sequel should. It's Dead's, the Evil Dead 2 of
Dead,
fucking horror
Dead
video
Dead Space
games.
1 said, okay, you're in an elevator. Anything can fucking happen to you, and it never happens.
Yep, they tease you.
They literally.
Constantly.
I'm going to say edge you. They edge you the whole time.
Constantly.
And then 2. You know, it's the same thing. You know, you get in a couple elevators, yep. You're fine.
I know the exact level, too.
This one random fucking level. It's like the third level in the game.
It's, you're in the cathedral.
Yeah, and you
Titan
get in
Station.
A fucking elevator, and a fucking necromorph breaks through.
Because you get into this huge fucking fight. There's all these, like, necromorphs and shit jumping at you. And then you kill them all, and you're like, ah, that shit was nothing.
You know, in Dead Space, you know, there's a big battle, and you get a little bit of breathe.
Yep.
And in that battle, you finish, you go in the elevator, you get no breathing room.
Yep.
You get jumped in right
get,
into the next one.
You get in that elevator and you're like, you hear the noises, you're like, fucking pansies will come in here. And then that one fucking actually drops down in the elevator and you shit your pants.
And you go, oh, fuck.
I wish they did that more, to be honest. They needed to do
I
that
I think
more.
That would have ruined the experience, but.
No.
Nah, dude, I remember the scariest moment it in that game for me was the fucking babies.
Should be an endless
you know what I'm talking about
of undead monstrosities coming at you. I'm sorry.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Part where you get swarmed by the babies.
Yeah,
you
go into like the daycare. And
you can't
the
shoot them.
Babies.
You have to stomp them all.
You can shoot them?
Oh, dude, I didn't. I didn't have time to get room and pull my
no,
fucking
you,
plasma.
You gotta shoot them.
I stomped all of them.
You're talking about the pack. You're talking about the fucking the ones the Caillou looking kids who run at you
yeah.
like full force. Yeah, those motherfuckers. You pop them a couple times and they're dead.
But no, also the fucking tentacle in the train. That's also a very fucking scary and high intensity part.
The one part of that game, there's two parts of that game I love so much that I never get over. When you first meet the stalkers,
yeah.
the ones that like peek behind boxes and shit, and mm-hmm. then they run at you.
Yeah.
That any combat encounter with those things is fucking high intensity. I love it so much. Because one is, it's like the velociraptors from fucking Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
One's looking at you, and you see one. You got your crosshairs on that motherfucker. You're waiting for him to charge at you. And then you hear the charge noise. You're like, where the fuck's it coming from? You turn, and there's more one on you.
Right.
Like, it's so good.
Also, the and death then, animations in Dead Space, the
so
whole
good.
Trilogy, the
so
best.
Good.
The best.
And then the second part, spoilers if you haven't played Dead Space 2, get on that. Leave this episode right
it's
now.
It's like a 10-year-old game.
I don't give a shit. There's
12-year-old. It's old.
There's people out there who's never played Dead Space. Go play the game.
Including myself.
Oh, dude, I went in the Slash and Cast Discord the other day, just randomly, and Simone put, they're making a Dead Space remake, and this kid goes, never seen that movie. And I was like, you better be
poor
fucking
baby.
Joking, dude.
Poor baby. Get out there and go experience something. The fuck it, the introduction of the Ishimura in Dead Space 2.
Oh, dude.
So good. So good. Like, it just shows the biggest dick of Dead Space 2. Like, hey, you remember the first game and how we had all the shit in the first game? Now the first game is a level in our second game.
Yeah.
Like
that's, straight up.
Yeah. The whole fucking ship is a level and it's beautiful. It's we should probably move on
it's
because
fucked up.
We will sit here for fucking 2 hours and talk
I
about
just
it.
Want to say this. I'm definitely rebuying the trilogy
fuck
and playing
yeah,
it on my Xbox.
As soon as that remake comes out, it's mine.
Well, you got to get it on PS5 and the new Xbox.
Mine!
It's next gen only.
Mine!
Zach's going to like conjure a PS5 out of nowhere. He's going to get the one PS5 in stock somewhere.
Mine!
But you better get a PS5 before you move into your house, bro. Krista would kill you.
If you could find one.
You bought what? Bought a PS5. Why?
He's like, look,
Dead Space, bro.
He's like, I had to fucking travel to China.
Listen, you're already getting married. You're locked in, bro. Nothing can happen.
Yeah.
I had to travel to the mountains of China to buy
the I went to the Himalayas where they make the PS5.
All right. So up next, we talked about this while we were eating our breakfast together. There's a new Ash figure that has a luxury edition that comes with Henrietta.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so
it's a very expensive.
It's $350 for that version.
$350.
And let me tell y'all what. I'm a horror fan through and through. I'm a horror collector through and through. You will never see me buy a $350 fucking figure, no matter what the goddamn IP is.
Yeah.
I was about to give you shit for spending $800 at Days of the Dead.
But I
was
did. Like,
but that's for one thing.
I bought autographs. Yeah. I bought art. I bought t-shirts. I bought books. I spent $800 on
a lot of
local
shit.
Artists, like artists who need
but
money.
But this is for like one thing,
yeah,
which is crazy.
Yeah, I couldn't justify $350 for a figure.
If it was like
figure.
100,
it's a 12-inch figure. Like, I ain't buying that
if
shit.
If it was like 100, I mean, that's
and then the standard without Henrietta is
$195.
Hmm. If I just burped into the mic, I'm sorry. I don't know if I pulled away in time. Hmm. Anyway, up next, the Jaws novel gets a limited republishing with some limited edition artwork. I need to get the book.
Balls.
I would like
to. Balls.
Yeah.
Up next, Nope, which is Jordan Peele's new movie, got its poster released the other day, in which I saw some Facebook comments saying,
we don't know anything about it.
Yeah, some people are speculating it's a sequel to Us, because I guess somebody found the cast, and I guess the guy that plays the dad in Us, isn't it? Playing the same character?
Doesn't he play... the guy who plays the dad in Us, like he's... What's his name in Black Panther?
Is he the...
He's like the leader of the ape tribe or whatever.
The wildling people?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't remember the tribe name. I believe
so. Isn't that that same guy?
I believe so. Could be.
Because I remember him being like my favorite of that movie.
Dude, he was dope. To be honest. He's dope in the Avengers too.
Yeah.
When he shows up. They show up and I'm like, all right.
Because like...
It's about to go down.
They had conflicting bullshit with like Black Panther's people and all that shit.
Yeah.
And then they were like, bro, please help. Yeah. And he's like, oh, all right. He's like, all right, man. But yeah, like, I'm excited. I genuinely like Jordan Peele's movies. I mean, like I said, we don't know shit about it. They gave us the poster, and they gave us three people that are going to be in it. It's going to be Daniel Kaluuya, Kiki Palmer, and Steven Yeun, which is pretty exciting.
Dude, Steven Yeun and Jordan Peele's going to be an unstoppable combo.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, I mean, Daniel Kaluuya, you just can't go wrong with that guy.
I don't know who that is.
He's Chris from Get Out.
Oh, okay. Yep,
yeah. He's also in Black Panther, and he's been in a lot of shit. He got nominated for an Oscar for Get Out, which he should have won, probably.
Probably, yeah.
I can't remember the other nominees.
You know, to this day, I still haven't seen Get Out all the way through. Dude, I've seen clips.
Oh, man.
Fucking
good. Yeah, you gotta finish that.
I've seen clips of it, but I haven't
so
seen
fucking
the full thing. The
definitely,
whole
in my opinion, it was definitely the best horror movie that came out that year.
I agree.
Yeah. It should have won more Oscars, in my opinion. I haven't seen it, but I know it deserved it.
Well, the good thing is like... With people like Jordan Peele and, you know, all of these people who have been in the Oscar poll, you know, starting to do more with horror, there might be a bigger chance of horror actually getting recognized.
It's not going to be a horror category, though. They'll be like, oh, my God, it's a suspense thriller.
Oh, my God. It's a drama movie with, like, ghosts and shit in it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I like Jordan Peele stuff. I think it'll be good.
Yep.
We got two more news topics, and we're going to blow through them so we can get into talking about Jaws 3D.
Yep.
Jaws.
Yeah.
Concept art from the 2002 Thing video game sequel has been found, which, honestly, that is one of the best video games.
What is it?
Movie tie-in games ever. The Thing. They were going to make a sequel, and they found concept art for it.
Hmm.
The Thing video game from 2002.
It's a lot of fun. I remember I bought that from the flea market for
$5. It is very innovative for the time. There's a mechanic in the game. It's like a trust meter. If that trust meter gets too low, your comrades
will turn
can betray
you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking cool.
You could also, like, test your teammates and shit. You could find, like, blood tests and stuff like that. I remember that. It was
cool. John Carpenter narrates the game.
He does. He does narrate
the game. That's cool. My grandpa used to own that game. I played it for when I was a kid.
I played the shit out of that game, man.
I think I own it.
Bought it off of flea market for $5.
Speaking of the thing, shit out of it. I did hear, like, last year that John Carpenter is, like, producing, like, either a remake or a sequel.
To the thing?
To the thing. Another movie that doesn't need to be
touched. I never heard that.
Yeah, like, it was, like, a thing, like, last year.
I'd never heard about it.
I sound like a fucking old man, like...
But I mean, that's another one,
bro. You're gatekeeping horror. Stop.
I don't think the thing needs to be touched. I mean, I get trying to introduce it to a new audience, but
the original's good enough. Yeah, well, the original remake, I should say.
John Carpenter's The Thing is good
from
enough.
1982.
It really is. And then, fuck, if you get froggy and like want to go back, go watch the original.
Or if you're really froggy, read the book.
Read the short story. Who goes there?
Last up, I read this morning. I was getting the news as I was making breakfast. So, yeah. This one really, like, tugged my heartstrings. I loved both of these franchises when I was young. Kate Beckinsdale, back in the Underworld heyday, wanted to merge the franchise with Blade.
Yeah, that would
have
been
fucking
awesome.
She wanted a Blade and Underworld team up. Yeah, and I'm like, holy fuck, that would have been
Dude, her, epic. Like, Wesley Snipes on screen together would have been amazing.
That would have been fucking epic.
Been amazing.
You know, she came to Comic-Con a couple years ago.
I know. Didn't you see her?
I saw her. That's all.
And Brandon swooned and said, yeah.
I saw her and Ron Perlman. And I was just like, because their tables were like kind of like close by because they were like the two big names.
Need we say, Brandon was not supposed to be there.
I'm not going to snitch myself out. I kind of accidentally like fucking broke into the convention.
Listen, Comic-Con, step up your security. Check for badges.
Yeah. Well, like, the thing was, is, like, I went to a baseball game with my
you
friend
You can
Braden.
Get into anywhere if you have the confidence.
I went to a baseball game with my friend Braden, and they gave us orange wristbands.
Mm-hmm.
And we were passing by the convention, and everybody had orange wristbands. So we walked in there with our baseball orange wristbands, and they let us in. And God, I hope I don't get in trouble for that. But I'll PayPal the money right now.
Who cares?
You didn't buy anything. You didn't steal anything.
Yeah, I just looked around. I just, you know, like I said, I looked at Kate Beckinsale and fucking Ron Perlman. And I was like, all right.
My life is complete.
Nope, the cops are on their way. You're going to jail.
But like, they had like all kinds of cool shit. Like some guy was dressed up as Hellboy, which is really cool.
Well, yeah, he probably met Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman was like, your costume looks like shit, bro.
Yep.
Yeah, just all kinds of like cool merch. There's like dudes dressed up as anime characters, which you kind of have to expect that when you go to Comic-Con.
I mean, some of those guys look fucking dope.
I'm not shitting on weeaboos and anime cosplayers. I'm just
Did you
like,
just say the word weeaboo on my show?
That's not a bad word, is it?
It could be, depending on the context.
I don't know. but yeah, there was like, I don't know. There's like a lot of those like anime fans, they get crazy.
Yeah,
they'll dress up and then they'll do like the whole act and they'll act annoying and shit. And I'm like, I like anime, but fuck.
Yeah.
And shit like this, it kind of cringes me out.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways.
That's that it. That's one? It. Who's going to lead us through Jaws 3, boys?
You.
Me?
Go.
All right.
Now.
Let me pull the shit up.
You got to do it.
I saw Jaws 3D I finished it for the first time. I watched half of it the other day.
This movie has a lot of nostalgia value for me.
I've never seen Jaws 3.
It's not a great movie.
It means nothing to me. You mean nothing to me.
It's not a good movie at all.
But I had this, and I had this and the original on VHS.
Just one and three?
Yep. We didn't have two. I didn't know there was a two or four. Yeah, we didn't have the Revenge
Yeah,
either.
Because like Jaws 3D, I mean like that just sounds like Jaws, but it's 3D.
So I didn't get it. And I also used to think that every shark movie was Jaws, but like something else, you know. When you're a kid, you don't realize that.
I think every kid probably went through that.
But like the idea of this movie, like a shark in SeaWorld, like a big great white
like
that. I
wonder if SeaWorld actually like paid for their name to be in this movie.
Maybe, I don't know.
But like Yeah, like the thing about this movie before we get into it, like, yeah, it's a piece of shit. It's a stinking.
It fucking sucks, dude.
But the thing is, is like, yeah, I'm nostalgic for it because I saw this when I was a kid.
I'm not.
And at least they tried to do something a little different besides, oh, another shark came to fucking Amityville. Let's kill it.
Okay, great. Let's fucking kill it.
Yeah.
All right. So if y'all haven't guessed, we're talking about Jaws 3 this week. If you couldn't read the title, you know.
One quick thing before we get into the movie.
If you...
did you guys know what this was originally going to be?
No.
It was going to be like a spoof movie.
Really?
It was going to be kind of like Scary Movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Naked Gun? A Scary Movie.
Been better for
Because Scary Movie wasn't around. It'd be more like Naked Gun style.
I think what I remember reading, a little research I did about it, it was going to be a spoof movie, and it was going to be about like people trying to come up with a sequel to Jaws 2.
What the fuck?
But like the entire time they're trying to do it, there's just this shark that like can walk on land and all kinds of shit.
What the fuck? That
like
bro?
I think that's what it was. Like the shark just randomly shows up and anybody who tries to make a sequel to Jaws, I think it's either the original or Jaws 2, gets fucking murdered by the shark.
Bro, I need that movie made, but I need one kill in that movie where the shark walks on land and pulls out a gun and just fucking guns the body down. Like, no, but like that sounds real Naked Gun type esque or like Police Academy.
Yeah, like fucking Leslie Nielsen would have been.
Dude, he definitely would have been in this fucking movie. Oh, dude, great.
That would have been better.
We gotta build. We gotta get our DeLorean, bro. We gotta go back. We need to get this shit made.
Yeah, like
it would have been like, look, nobody likes Jaws 3D. You need to make this.
We're from the future. The three of us can vouch. The movie sucks. Make the comedy.
Listen, we're from the year 2021. And this movie kind of sucks.
So, yeah, Jaws 3. I will say, the whole movie's out of focus.
Yeah.
The entire movie is not in focus.
It's because they're using, like, the shitty 3D
technology. Please. No, I will never recommend this movie to anybody.
Have y'all went to go see a 3D movie and then taken your glasses off and it's just, like,
blurry?
Blurry as fuck. That's kind of what it looks like.
That and it's literally out of focus.
Yeah, like, yeah. They were going to hire the writers of National Lampoon to write the script for the movie.
Dude.
And then they were going to try to get Joe Dante to direct the movie.
Ooh. I would sell my soul for this movie.
Who's
to get
the
made.
Director? I can't remember their name.
Joe Alves.
This is the only movie he's ever directed.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure he was a crew member on Jaws 1.
He was produced.
Or was he a producer?
He was something.
I know he was the second unit director on the first Jaws. He did like pickup shots and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's figure out share that because that was like the little thing I came across in my research. I was like, that's fucking hilarious.
I didn't know that, and now I need that movie.
Yeah, like. If I could go back in time, that's what I would do.
Him, be like,
would,
no, you need to make this
bro,
movie.
Bro, please listen. That would be my one history-altering moment.
And you need to get Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah,
and
you
need to get Joe Dante.
You have to have Leslie Nielsen and Joe Dante.
Yeah.
You have to have
Leslie Nielsen should have been the shark.
Yeah, he just
he
like,
should have just had a shark mask on, but like you could see his hair.
Yeah,
his
like his face is just poked out of a hole.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dude, that would be so good.
I need it, man.
Oh, dude. Fuck.
And then we got to have like a thing from Airplane where like somebody's freaking out. They can't figure out how to write a Jaws 3 script. And it's just a line of fucking people smacking them in the face with all kinds of shit. Even the sharks in line to fucking
So, Jaws 3. We're going to do it like we've been doing. We're going to run through the plot quick.
Just run through it.
So, movie, we pick up and there's some water skiers.
Yep.
And this is how the shark gets in. We get the shark pretty early on in this movie. Yep.
And this is a baby shark. We don't know that yet.
So it's a baby. It's a baby great white. It looks like a bull shark though.
Yep.
It looks like a full grown.
I'm so glad I got that right. That it was a bull shark.
Yep.
I like sharks, but I'm not an expert.
Yep.
But the baby follows the water skiers back into the park.
Yep.
They're like practicing or whatever. They suck. They're not good.
Yeah, they're not very good at this shit.
but the baby follows them in and through the underwater tunnels that they've built. And who built those tunnels?
Well, the Brody kids.
Mike Brody.
Yep, that's right.
Played by Dennis Quaid.
Which is honestly the best part of this movie. Dennis Quaid
this
movie.
You can't even say that because this is like early in his career, so he's not great.
But it's still Dennis fucking Quaid.
Yeah.
I love Dennis Quaid.
At least
there's
some name value. Which the guy who owns SeaWorld, he actually won an Oscar before he played this role.
Really?
I can't remember for which movie it was, but yeah. He was like the biggest name they had in this movie.
Lou Gossett Jr.?
Yeah.
He was just at Days of the Dead.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, I just watched that shitty movie with you in it. we could have went up there and be like, I just watched that shitty-ass movie.
He won the Oscar for Jaws 3.
If he did, that'd be impressive.
But he was in, like, Star Trek and shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that goes on early in this movie that this plot summary does not mention. But, so, Mike is dating Catherine, who is the senior biologist at SeaWorld.
Yep. She swims with the killer whales, which that killer whale's not happy because its flap is down.
Yep.
But which is not good.
They didn't know that in the 80s.
Well, it's not
they about to
thing.
Fucking find out.
In about 15 short years.
I think maybe they less. Found out fucking the
shortly
next
after
time
filming.
They take Shamu out to go fucking do whatever.
Yeah, that bitch got her
so,
fucking arm cut off.
There's a mechanic that dives down in the water that night to fix some shit. She gets eaten.
Yeah, she did.
Her arm gets ripped off. And we see some shitty 3D.
That was actually a guy.
Was it a guy?
It was a guy.
Oh, his name's Shelby.
Yeah,
he did.
It was a guy because, like,
the baby.
I remember, like, when they go to the bar, his, like, girl's like,
oh,
where's
he at?
Where's
he
at?
He
the baby ate him.
He's cheating on me, bro.
No, he getting ate by the baby.
The baby got him.
The baby said, I'm hungry.
Bro, you know you suck when the baby.
Yes. The fucking baby.
So, also that night, two guys sneak into the park to try to steal some coral.
Worst dubbing ever.
Yeah,
that ADR sucked.
Also, why are you trying to steal coral?
Coral!
It was $200 for the good shit. Isn't that what he said?
Something like that. But they are also both killed by the shark in the process.
In shitty ways. One of them goes down, his flashlight cuts out.
Yeah.
That's how we know he got ate.
Oh, he did.
And the other one just gets dragged out of the boat.
Yeah. Yep.
But the cool thing is the shark eats the boat, too.
Yep. Eats the whole
ass. It's just a little inflatable raft.
Yeah. It just pops. It was really cool. I actually liked that.
He hungry.
It made me think of...
He's like, oh, there might be another person up there. I should probably just eat this entire boat.
Makes me think, there's a video out there of these guys that are, like, fishing out on the ocean, and they're in, like, one of those, but it's, like, it's one of the more bougier ones that's kind of more reinforced.
Yeah.
And on the side of their boat, you just see this fucking great white shark head munching on... I shit you not. It's a video. Look it up. He's munching on the fucking raft, and he pops the raft.
Bro. That probably crazy. Scared him worse than it did the actual guys when the raft popped.
He's like, I don't know what the shit is in the water, but I'm going to find out. So he goes over there and bites it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sharks are attracted by two things, blood and noise.
Yep.
Yeah, they're curious by nature.
And, like, if you're moving fast underwater.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck
they're coming.
Is that?
Yeah.
They're coming to investigate.
But they do, like, they get labeled, like, I believe, like, they get labeled, like, the pit bulls of the sea. Because they're, like, they're
misunderstood.
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, like, with us and, like, you know, we have hands. That's how we investigate things. We don't understand. Like, you know,
they investigate with their mouth.
We're curious about it. Yeah, you know. If we're curious about something, we pick it up. But sharks, they don't have hands.
They don't have fucking hands. They have to use their mouth.
They
might not feel good, but they might not be trying to actually kill you. They're just trying to figure out the fuck you are.
Yeah. And they're over here just, you got to look at them and go, no bite.
You have to, this is going to sound fucked up, but you have to punch him in his nose. Yeah. Be like,
you
no
literally
bite.
Have to punch him in his nose.
No bite.
Anyway. So, the next day, Michael and Kay are informed of Shelby's disappearance, so they go down to the little mini sub.
Yep.
Which is fucking cool. I like that thing. One for myself.
It is cool.
And they encounter the baby shark.
Baby.
And the dolphins, I forget their names, are like Cindy and Sharon?
Marcus.
Something like that?
Marcus.
Come on, Marcus.
Which, speaking of dolphins, those things are fucking crazy, too.
The only thing I hate about this scene, dolphins are dope, for one, okay? The only thing I hate about the scene when the dolphins save them, you can tell the footage is fast-forwarded, and it's so bad, dude.
Well, like, the thing is...
The only thing we're missing is, like, the noise that...
The thing is, like, dolphins are not as good as you think. They're intelligent.
They're dolphins. They're smart as shit, dude.
They're intelligent as fuck. Like, they're second to humans, probably.
They're smarter than
humans. But the thing is they are kind of like killer whales. They're kind of homicidal, too.
Yeah.
And they rape their kind. So, I mean...
They also square up with sharks.
Yeah, they bully sharks.
Any animal that can fuck with a shark and live?
Sharks and killer whales bully... dolphins and killer whales bully sharks. They will literally bully them...
They boil them alive.
Yeah, they will bully them until they pass out.
You know what's fucking nuts? That orcas know how to do. Here's another reason why I don't like fucking orcas, because they know how to do this shit.
Again, with the orca hate.
Orcas know that if they flip a shark upside down, that shark is fucked.
Yeah, because they can't, like,
and
move.
They know how to flip a shark upside down.
And also something that's bullshit about this movie, and, like, this is, like, later on, but it's when they trap the mom shark and it's swimming backwards. Sharks can't swim backwards.
Sharks cannot swim backwards.
They cannot swim backwards.
Well, you could say that about the first one.
Sharks
too.
Also yeah. cannot stop.
Yeah, like yeah. like in the first one where when the ship is sinking and he breaks through the thing and Brody shoves the gas tank into his mouth or the oxygen tank.
Yeah,
he swims backwards. He like puts it in reverse and fucking backs that thing up.
Put it in reverse, Terry. Back it up. Back it up, Terry.
It's just like one of those things. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
it's and weird. Like I feel like if like animal experts watch these movies and are playing,
yeah.
Like, yeah,
sharks can't swim backwards, but they have to do a circle.
There's videos on YouTube of people doing that, like marine biologists, like watching. Like I watched one with like shark movies,
mm-hmm.
and one of them was that scene from Jaws where the shark backs up and she's like, actually, they can't do that."
Which is fun. It's always yeah, fun to watch that kind of shit.
Yeah,
but like
catch myself watching
this
stuff
one's
like that
especially
all the time.
Non-realistic.
So, yeah, they get saved by the dolphins.
Thank you, dolphins.
Thank you, dolphins. And they tell their boss Calvin Bouchard, shark manager. And there's a guy visiting called his name is Philip Fitzroy. So he's a pretentious little fucker.
Yep. He's a little shit.
And his assistant Jack. They're animal hunters pretty yep. much. They're like. But it's, like, good. They're, like, saving environments.
Yeah. But the one guy, he's also a photographer, too.
Yeah,
he, like,
Jack.
Films fish and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Jack's the photographer.
But did we talk about the owner of the SeaWorld yet?
He's the manager. He's not the owner.
Oh,
Calvin?
The manager. So there's a theory that Calvin's gay because his park is full of rainbow flags. And
why is this relevant?
I don't know, but, like, listen.
Because
like,
he's gay.
James right. of Dead Meat brought it up because I watched his kill count, and he was all like, there's like literally people in the background saying, let's not mention his colorful past. And I was like, that either means he was into some crime or he was gay.
I'm going to take it as crime. I don't care if this man's gobbling glizzies in his fucking free time, bro.
He's gay. Yes, Ames. He's homeless and he's new at.
Listen, he can do whatever the
Listen,
fuck
he's
he
successful.
Wants. This is a fictional character. Do you think I give that much of a fuck to fuck to?
Well, I'm
sexualize
just saying,
him
it was,
like that.
It was genuinely like a conspiracy online and shit.
Well,
like,
James A. Janisse also has an army of fucking 9-year-olds. So,
yeah, maybe.
Fuck James A. Janisse. That wasn't gonna go that far.
Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you. But So Jack and Philip want to kill the shark on network television, guaranteeing media coverage. But Kay's like, what if we catch the shark? No one has a great white shark in captivity. And they're like, that's a better idea.
You know why people don't have great white sharks
they
in captivity.
They can't. They have
they
to
literally
going.
Won't survive in captivity. Yeah.
They can't live in small tanks.
Yeah.
Even like the biggest tank. Like a park in Japan built a huge, it was a very big tank, and tried to keep a great white in there.
It's impossible to do so right.
They always have to keep moving. They run into the glass because they keep it. They think it goes on forever.
Yeah.
It's too dangerous. It's too dangerous for the park and for the shark.
Yeah.
There are other species that are in like zoos and shit.
There are some sharks that can be in captivity, but like, great whites, they're too big.
Yeah. Way
they need a lot of room.
Yeah.
And they're fucking idiots.
They always grow too, don't they?
Like great whites get big.
They live
very
a long
big.
Too.
Yeah, they live a long time. All sharks do that.
All sharks live a long time. Not forever, but damn near.
Yeah, they live a long time.
There's like the dogfish, which are technically
dogfish or
sharks?
Shark.
Yeah.
They're in the shark family.
And they only get about, you know,
aren't
like
those the ones you get at like pet stores?
Yeah, you can have them as pets.
Yeah.
They only get about 3 feet and they don't have teeth, I believe.
No teeth.
So, and they mainly sit on like the ocean floor and they just eat shit. That's
aren't
on
they
the floor.
Like the fish you get that eat like the algae in the tank?
Mm-hmm. They eat like
the tank?
Small fish and like algae and clams. And
so, yeah,
like
Kay wants to get the shark for the park and she's like, that'll bring more butts to seats. And Calvin's like, we're doing it.
Do it.
So, they actually get the shark. They go out on the water and they hook him in
mm-hmm.
and get him.
Well, they tranquilize him and then, you know.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I'm simplifying things here.
Yeah.
But they bring it back and put it in a nursing tank to get it back to normal, you know? They're trying to get it. And Calvin, being the greedy bastard he is, he's like, let's get that fucking shark in a tank now. And it's too early. Stop! And
just a child.
The shark dies.
He does. Baby dies.
Shark
yeah,
dies.
He, like,
and there's a big-ass crowd of people. Talking kids,
he, like,
grandmas,
rolls,
everybody.
He rolls over on his back, and I was kind of like...
Pour one out for the homeboy. So she allows Philip to photograph it, even though it's dead.
Yep.
She's kind of reluctant to do so.
Yep.
And later, Shelby's body is found. Well, his head.
Yep.
His head is found.
Yeah, because there's people in the fucking, in the underwater, like...
The underwater tunnels.
Tunnels, yep. And, yep. Like, his head just floats. And it looks really bad.
It does. And look Kay realizes shit. After seeing the body, because she's like, I need to see the body. I've seen shark bites before. Well, I just need to see.
It's all about that bite radius, ladies and gentlemen.
And see, something that's bullshit about this scene is she's all like, yeah, it's definitely a shark. But this dude is skinned. This dude is skinned.
Yeah.
Sharks don't skin their victims. They take chunks out of them.
Yep.
So she sees the body and realizes it's actually the baby shark's mom, who has a 30. That must be 35 feet long.
This shark just gets bigger and bigger every fucking movie.
Because of the bite rate. So I'll get to that in a minute. So
who's making these sharks?
And she thinks it's also in the park, which it is.
Yep. Which, another thing, sharks don't do that.
Also, fucking Dennis Quaid, they're like, what if it's in the water pump? And he goes, current's too strong. Every time.
Every time.
They're like, it's got to be in the water pump. He's like, I built that myself.
Current's too strong.
Current's too strong. Nothing can get in there.
Nope, not happening.
I'm like, Dennis, just fucking check it, bro.
Like, sharks don't do that. Sharks don't fucking stay with their young that long.
No.
They really don't. So it's weird to me that it's like the mommy motive, you know, like, oh, and the mother's here, son of a bitch.
Do you think the people that are watching the second Jaws sequel are taking into account the actual biological life of sea animals?
Well, they fucking should.
They fucking should.
But, like, the thing is like... Because, like, in the underwater tunnels, there's also, like, a fucking, like, bar down there where, like, people can chill.
Dude, honestly, I would love to hang out with something like that.
The mom shark just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And she's, like, coming for the glass, and everybody's like, boo! They, like, get up out of their seats and start running and shit. Like, because, like, the manager's down there and everything, like, the hunter and his fucking Australian guy who literally serves 0 point to this entire fucking movie, by the way.
Oh, Philip and Jack?
Yeah. Well, like, the Philip, like, the fucking...
The Philip.
What's
the
his Philip. Name? I can't remember
Mox.
His name.
Jack or Philip?
The rich hunter camera Philip. Guy. Philip.
Mox.
He serves a point because he's got grenades.
No grenades.
No grenade. No pomegranate.
We'll get to the grenades here in a bit, but like his hunter buddy, the guy who calls him Governor every fucking 5 years.
My Governor.
Governor.
Doesn't serve any point to this movie.
He's just a photographer.
Literally, if he wasn't in this movie, it wouldn't make a single bit of a difference.
Yeah.
So, the underwater tunnel gets fucked because of the shark.
When people think of Jaws 3D, this is the scene people think.
You know what I think? I think of the Jaws video game when I think of this. Because there's a mission where you destroy the park.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Dude, I want to buy that game so bad.
It's really cool.
Is it Jaws the Revenge of the game?
Jaws Unleashed.
Jaws Unleashed.
Called.
Dude, I bought that at Goodwill when I was like 13 and played it for the first time.
The game was amazing.
I want to buy it again.
Love the fact that you can like hold people like above the water like you know he does in the movie. Like the sharks do in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
Like, I kind of want to rebuy that game for my PlayStation.
The movie is very much a love letter.
I want to get Maneater.
Yeah, the movie's
the new
weird.
One.
The game is very much a love letter to the movie.
Oh, for sure. And like when you destroy the park, it's so fun because you're like body slamming fucking tunnels and shit.
Or you do that and then you fight the orca boss.
Yeah,
and
dude.
And you jump out of the water with the orca in your mouth and crush it.
Yeah.
And split it in half.
Is Maneater multiplayer?
I don't know.
It is not. It is a single player game.
Like, if it is, that's what we're playing instead of.
Yeah, we're just wreaking havoc as three fucking sharks, dude.
Fucks with it.
That'd be fun. That would be fun, though. So, the people that are in the tunnel get trapped because the watertight doors seal them in.
Yep.
And there's a big crisis. Like, Calvin's up there. He's like, yeah, there are people trapped. We're working on getting them out. Which they are. They are trying.
Yep. They're working on it. They're trying.
So, Jack goes down, and they're going to kill this bitch. They
he
have
ends up
more
in the
tranquilizers.
Bitch's mouth.
They got bang sticks. They got all this shit.
Yep. He ends up in that bitch's mouth.
Philip successfully leads the shark into the pipe, but his tether rope is snapped.
Yeah.
Because what does Mike say? Current's too strong.
Current's too strong.
Oh, so he was right.
Current was too strong because they turned the pumps on and then off.
But you know what? This scene is vital. Okay.
It had to happen. Vital.
It's important.
And now that the shark is in the pipe, Mike and Kay go down there to repair the tunnel so they can get the people out.
Yeah.
Get air pressure back in.
Yeah.
And then they want to blow it up.
Then they blew it up.
Like, maybe we should blow it up.
they said, fuck these people. Let's just put the grenade in.
But then Calvin's like, nah, we got to save these guys. We can't blow it up.
Yep.
So that's like 40 people down there.
That's a lot of people.
And they do what they're told, and the pipe opens back up. The shark comes out. Who comes to save the day? Dolphins. Cindy and Sandy.
Dolphins, motherfucker.
The dolphins. The fast-forwarded dolphins.
Marcus and Marcus.
Marcus and Marcus. So Mike and Kay make their way back to the control room, and the shark appears in front of the window and smashes it.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, dude. This is the worst shot in the movie. It's just like a rotoscope shark just slowly moving just in.
No fucking fins moving. Nothing. It's just
static.
It's like if somebody like grabbed it and like wore like some,
it's like a shitty PowerPoint clip art presentation where it's just slowly getting
moved.
Dude,
it's literally just fucking green screen.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody has a hold of the little shark model and is wearing like a green fucking glove moving the shark closer.
It's green screen with shitty fucking dude. CGI.
Yeah. It's so not bad. Even CGI. CGI it's doesn't so exist.
Yeah, like bad. It was something though. It was something.
Oh,
kind
dude.
Of bullshit.
It's to add to the 3D of the movie.
So Cindy and Cindy attack the shark for a brief counterattack, and they get back to the control room. And Mike notices Phillip's corpse still in the shark's throat. Because that motherfucker got eaten.
Yep, he got in that motherfucker's mouth.
So,
which, honestly, that scene where he's inside the shark's mouth and she's chomping.
And he's trying to get out?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Good. That's I think it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So Mike finally, he sees the grenade. And he gets a stick and he pulls the pin. Because earlier, Jack throws a grenade at him.
Yep.
And Phillip goes, you got to pull the pin first.
Can we get like the most infamous scene of this entire movie?
Yeah,
shark.
Just the fucking blood explosion. Yep. With shitty looking jaws coming out.
Yeah, the shark's actual jaws popping out. Like,
yeah.
Which there is actually a type of shark that lives deep in the sea that launches its jaws at its prey.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's ugly looking too. I can't remember what it's called.
Goblin.
But his whole ass jaws comes out and grabs his
gabbling
prey.
Goblin shark.
Yeah. Goblin shark? Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Goblin sharks are fucking awesome.
They're cool looking.
They're ugly as fuck.
They're ugly as fuck, but they're cool looking.
They look like something out of a horror movie.
They look like a goblin.
What do you guys rate Jaws 3?
I rate Jaws 3, Jaws 3D, a 3 out of 10. Because I give it points for nostalgia and the fact that they did something new. But the characters suck. The imagery sucks. The production sucks. The 3D sucks.
The editing sucks.
The editing sucks.
Cinematography is shit.
Cinematography sucks. The direction's not that great.
Yeah.
And even Dennis Quaid.
Dennis not, Quaid couldn't save the movie, all right?
He's not
quite
there.
I love
there
Dennis
yet.
Quaid in this movie. He saves it. But
he's
I
not
give it
quite
a,
there yet.
I give it a 3 as well. Yeah. I think of this movie fondly because of nostalgia. And I think about when I was a kid watching this movie.
Same. Because I loved it as a kid.
Yeah, same.
Like, looking back at it, I mean, like, I don't really know why, but
like it's in that group of movies I watched when I was a kid, like kind of like how Halloween 4 and 5 are.
Yeah.
Those movies I used to watch as a kid that just like, I don't know, gives me warm fuzzies inside when I watch them. So
like I don't know, like part of me like wants to give this movie credit because, you know, for me like Jaws 2 is disappointing because it was just Jaws.
Yeah.
It was the same shit. Oh, another shark came up and then they kill it.
Yeah, and fucking Roy Scheider's like, that's a shark.
Yeah.
The entire movie, that's a
and
shark.
And not only that, but like the second one had pacing issues. Like the movie was like over 2 hours long.
Yeah.
And it was just boring throughout most of it.
They could have cut out like 30 minutes of
it. It's
that
like
movie.
At least this one's like an hour and 40.
Yeah.
And there's like no slow spots. I mean, yeah, it's stupid as fuck and it looks like shit, but at least there's like kind of some shit to laugh about.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah. So I don't know. I think I enjoyed 3D more than 2. I know that's a bold statement.
I mean, like, nostalgia and, like, just something different.
But I can give 2 the edge, because I gave 2 5 out of 10.
Yeah,
I could give 2 the edge because it is the better movie, but it's basically just Jaws.
Yeah.
That's all it is, but it's not as good.
Yeah. Mm. Bailey, what do you rate it?
4 out of 10.
Okay.
Dennis Quaid's the only thing that
Dennis Quaid
the
give it that extra star.
Yep.
He is. Charming
I can understand
in this.
That.
I do love Dennis Quaid.
He's a young man.
He's a good actor.
He's a
I can
young
understand
man
that.
In this movie. So yeah,
that's Jaws 3D.
Yep. And now next week is the shittiest movie ever made.
I think this one might be worse. I haven't seen 4 though.
believe it or not.
The fact that the shark fucking roars. we're in for a treat.
Do sharks even make noise?
No. They can't. They physically can't.
They don't have vocal cords.
Yeah, they don't have vocal cords,
organs.
Yeah.
Of any sort.
So
it'd be funny if they could like bark so that they would be like the dogs of the sea.
So
you would love them even more.
Say, I'm trying to think of what I watched. I finished season one of The Boys this week.
Very nice.
I finished Cobra Kai last week.
Very nice.
I watched Four Brothers, which is like one of my favorite movies from the early 2000s.
I really like that movie too.
I love that fucking movie, dude. Makes me sad though.
Yeah, that's I know good what movie. You're talking about.
Let's see, what else did I fucking watch? Just some odds and ends stuff. Just like random YouTube shit.
Hmm.
I've been looking into some new. I've been looking at this. It's a style of gun. It's called a pistol caliper carbine. So you like, say it's like a nine. It's a 9mm rifle. I've been looking into those. They're very expensive, but there's a couple that are cheap. And I'm just like, do I get it? Do I do it? Probably not. Not right. Not quite yet. But also got another job. Start this Saturday.
Fun
next Saturday. I'm going to be a prep cook and a dishwasher for one of my buddies. He owns a restaurant or runs a restaurant.
What kind of restaurant is it?
It's like a burger place in Irvington.
I didn't know. I didn't know if they were going to be
called?
Training you.
Heartbreaker.
I think I know where that's at.
I didn't know if they were going to be training you how to make like foreign cuisine and
No. Yeah, I'm working at an Indian joint.
Yeah. I mean, that would be pretty cool. I'd be like,
I wish,
yeah,
bro.
Go there and be like, give us a discount, bitch.
Give us a discount, bro, please. Put some extra meat.
Give me all the naan you can give me.
Legally.
Put it in the bag.
Put it in.
No, just gives
I'm gonna be a prep cook, and it's one of my friends from culinary school who runs the place, and we were talking last night. He's like, you need another job? I was like, dude, if you can give me a weekend only type gig,
yeah,
that'd be great. He said, I can do that, and he's like, I'm gonna start you at 16. I was like, all right, bro.
Very nice.
So I'm gonna be working 10 hours every Saturday, and then if he needs me on Sundays, I can work. But I'm gonna be off most Sundays.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So, and I said some Fridays if he needs me at night, like I can come in after my regular job.
That'd be nice.
But yeah, because like at 16 hours for 10 hours, I'll be getting an extra $100 each week.
That's not bad.
Every two, I don't know
extra
how I'm free
spending
to pay
money.
Is. Yeah, that's right. And he's like free food, free hangs, free drinks, and I'm like,
oh fuck,
that too.
Right
bro.
On, dude.
I'm gonna get fat. I'm gonna get a lot
chunks.
More fat.
Chunks.
Yeah. Or you know, if I start working out again, you know, I won't be.
I guess I'll go next. I watched Fear Street 1994.
Oh, I watched the whole trilogy of those two.
Were they good?
The 78 was good. 1666, I fucking slept most of the way through, but I woke up at the right point because they recap the whole movie at like near the end. Because it's not really, they go back to 1994 at the end of the movie for like the last 45 minutes.
Yeah,
I heard that they did it good.
Yeah, it was good.
So,
for what I saw, the 1666, but 1978,
that's the one I'm looking
fucking
forward
awesome,
to.
Bro.
That's the one I'm looking forward to because I like 70s and 80s horror.
There's actually a sex scene in this one. Two of them.
Ooh.
Two of them. No titties. Sure. No nudity.
Well.
Two of them for the price of one.
But yeah. Like, I watched 94. I liked it a lot. It was really edgy, but it's the 90s, you know.
And then you were singing Bush for like a whole week.
Yeah, and then this fucking movie had me singing fucking Bush for like a whole week. What is it? Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Yeah, Machine Head, that's what that song's called.
Yeah.
You know what was on the radio yesterday on my way home from work? Glycerin.
Glycerin. Oh, God.
I haven't heard that song in forever.
I hate Bush.
I hate Bush.
But yeah, other than that, I haven't really watched anything, but I've been reading a comic book series called Nameless.
Hell yeah.
And it's like a sci-fi body horror. Put out by Image Comics.
Still need to check that out.
It's really good. It's about these astronauts. They meet God.
They meet God.
But God isn't good.
He's a dick.
And he puts them through shit. So yeah. But yeah, it's really good. I recommend it. Image put it out. Image is really good with horror and sci-fi comics.
They really are.
They're
not
like their bread and butter.
They're not really known for like superhero shit. Like the only superhero that I really know of through Image is fucking Spawn, and really he's like an anti-hero.
Yeah, Spawn in the Darkness is about all I know.
So,
I want to play the Darkness games.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, I've just been playing Apex.
I never played
these two units. But that's all I've really been up to last 2 weeks because we took a week off.
I'm about in the same boat with Brandon. All I watched was the first Fear Street movie, and I was very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it's good.
Have you told our audience you have a house now? Or you're in the process of closing on your house?
I've talked about it. Yeah, we're in the last week. I was in the process of closing a house.
You're so close.
2 more weeks.
Your closing date's next week, right?
August 9th.
2 weeks.
So 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then, you know, me and Brandon are always going to help you move in. Probably.
No, you guys are actually aren't allowed over.
You're banned from my home.
Understandable.
You know, I'm a little offended, but I get it. We fuck some shit up.
Well, Brandon can come over. I don't know about you, but
I guess I'm kicked out of your wedding too, huh?
Yep.
Fuck.
No.
Fuck you, bitch. He's gonna live stream the wedding.
It's been really exciting and really stressful all at the same time.
Well, yeah, that's going to be the rest of your fucking life, pal.
Yeah.
But look, once you get past the wedding, I think the shit's
we'll be fine. Once we get through the wedding.
Listen, you and Krista, you got some decent jobs. You're probably going to be looking for a new one in the next
Krista
year, right?
Krista got a new job.
Hoping to, yeah.
Krista got a new job.
Yeah, she's
job.
Working. She probably gets good Zach's money, fiance yeah. works at one of the prisons.
Yep. She works at the Indianapolis Women's Prison.
She's a caseworker.
Yep.
Which means
her first day, I think she got kind of mad at me because I was like, she's learned how to make a shank yet. She never answered me.
She don't like you. So.
But yeah, like
I wonder if she did learn how to make a shank though. It's
basically,
kind of important.
Her like important I looked up what her job does, and it's basically she's like kind of like a psychologist type person.
Yeah.
But she's trying to like get people in the habit of not reoffending.
Yeah.
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 So that when they get out of prison or jail or whatever,
they're rehabilitated, reassimilated.
They don't just get off the prison bus and run up to the first person they see and stab them.
Well, yeah, like that's a huge issue with people that have been locked up for a long time.
To explain,
that's all they know. They need that order in their life.
To explain what I just did there. Have y'all ever seen Carlito's Way with Al Pacino?
Not in a long, long time.
That's a movie that nobody talks about. But I think that's one of his best movies.
Forever.
Honestly, I think it's one of his best movies. He's in the courtroom at the beginning. He's selling this whole fucking shit show because he was in prison. He's like telling the judge how he's like, I've been reborn and remade. I've been rehabilitated, reassimilated. His lawyer's trying to get him to sit down.
Al Pacino is Scarface, right?
Yeah.
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 Al Pacino, I don't know, like... I know that we're practically done with this episode, but Al Pacino's just been an actor I could never get into.
I'm telling you, man.
Al Pacino is he's too Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, man. Right?
No.
Doesn't he play Marvin Schwartz?
Or you know Schwartz? What? He actually might be in that.
Isn't he Marvin Schwartz?
Yeah, he's Marvin Schwartz.
I'm pretty sure that's Al Pacino.
Let's double check that.
He's probably in that. I think he has like a smaller role. But
I think Carlito's Way. I mean, obviously Scarface. Everybody knows
Scarface is my Everybody girlfriend's brother's favorite movie.
Everybody loves Scarface.
Yeah, like Scarface is fine.
I haven't seen Scarface just in like years.
Godfather.
I've never seen the Godfather all
Godfather
the way through.
Godfather 3, when they made him like the Godfather.
The
I was
Don?
Like, I was like, get me the fuck out of here.
I've never seen the Godfather all the way through.
I haven't either.
I just know the plot. And I played the tie-in game, so like
look
I know the plot through that.
Look what they did to my boy. Look at that massacre, my boy.
I think I like Godfather 2 the best.
You've seen all three Godfathers?
That's what a lot of
people.
You know there's like an 8-hour cut of The Godfather out there?
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna sit here and be all like, oh, it's the best fucking film.
You know what I never finished and I need to go back and rewatch? The Irishman.
That's a damn good movie.
I got about halfway through it and I never finished it.
The best movie like that though is Goodfellas.
Yeah, Goodfellas is fucking great.
Goodfellas is
there's a reason Goodfellas is the reason is the way Goodfellas is.
Yeah.
Joe fucking Pesci.
Well, not everybody in that movie's fucking.
Yeah, Ray Liotta.
It's not just Joe Pesci. Everybody in
Joe
that movie's
Pesci
amazing.
Joe Pesci fucking kills in that movie.
Ray Liotta, Robert De Niro. You know.
Yeah.
And Robert De Niro's a fucking stud in that movie.
He is.
Like I'm telling you, I would fall for his shit.
He's a stud muffin.
Muffin.
We should probably end this episode.
Yeah, that probably about does it for this episode. We came from beneath the sea. Obviously, it is my birthday, but by the time Monday comes around, it's going to be after my birthday.
So you'll just have to say happy late birthday.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of our colleagues have already been wishing me happy birthday on Facebook. I've been checking periodically.
Yep.
And I appreciate y'all if you are one of those people. I love you. Thank you. I'm going to have a good day today. Hopefully.
Better.
Hopefully. I have a really bad track record of being sad on my birthday, and it fucking sucks.
I barely
saw I have crippling depression.
I don't.
But anyway...
Other people celebrate.
We'll be back next week with Jaws the Revenge, which closes out our franchise breakdown of Jaws.
And then we don't know what we're going to.
We're probably going to do standalones for a while.
I'm happy with that.
Or themed months, where we do standalones in a certain theme.
I'd be happy with that.
I think we should, in topic-based episodes, because we have not fulfilled our promise of doing a topic-based episode a month.
We're going to do one. I swear. I'm not fucking leaving.
You got that shit from? You got that shit from?
That's but what anyway, you should have said.
You guys got anything else to say?
No.
Banana bread.
Do-do-do-do-do. All right,
banana
well,
bread.
With that, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Sayonara.
Bye. Thank you.